Hello and welcome back to English for You. I'm Elsie.
And I'm Seb. So, Elsie, last time we were talking about the Tongue Blossom Festival, weren't we?
Right.
We were talking about some beautiful trees, the tongue blossoms, with white flowers that were brought to Taiwan by the Japanese.
And they were planted in the areas where Hakka people lived.
Mm-hmm.
So the Hakka learned how to make things from the trees and earned a living.
Right, there were some important uses for tongue trees, weren't there? Their raw materials could be used to make handy wooden items like toothpicks and even paints. And it was an important cash crop, wasn't it? Which they mostly made and sold locally.
To help the Hakka to earn some money.
Mm-hmm.
So though the need for tongue trees has decreased, they are still an important symbol for the Hakka. Today, we're going to take a look at different events held to celebrate tongue blossom season.
Right, so let's go and check that out with our Day 2 article.
Reading. Celebrating the Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival. To celebrate Tongue Blossom season, Hakka communities across Taiwan hold different events. The date of the celebration changes every year, depending on when the tongue flowers are at their peak. In 1994, the town of Tucheng was the first place to organize a local Tongue Blossom Festival. At the national level, the Hakka Affairs Council, HAC, began promoting Hakka culture in 2001. It introduced the first official Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival in 2002 as a one-day event in Miaoli. Representatives from the HAC said prayers in honor of nature. They also made offerings to the earth and trees. These included yams, ginger, and tea, important crops in Hakka society. The next year, the event grew into a three-week festival in several counties across northern Taiwan. As years passed, the festival got bigger and bigger and spread across Taiwan. Some local festivals include events like traditional music performances and Hakka religious services. The Hakka Affairs Council now works with local governments to produce booklets that promote local businesses during the festival. These booklets also list hiking trails, as well as places to eat Hakka food and buy Hakka products. The Tongue Blossom Festival has helped improve people's appreciation for Hakka culture.
Okay, so the article begins by saying, to celebrate Tongue Blossom season, Hakka communities across Taiwan hold different events. Community 这个字是社区群体，所以啊，文章一开头说到，为了要庆祝桐花季，在台湾的客家族群呢，会举办各种不同的活动。And when do they celebrate the season?
Well, according to the article, the date of the celebration changes every year depending on when the tongue blossom flowers, depending on when the tongue flowers are at their peak.
Oh.
Okay, so there's a bit of a change, like the cherry blossoms in Japan. They don't come at the same time every year. But we also saw a useful noun here, celebration, which you might have come across before. A celebration is a party or event that is held in honor of something special.We can have birthday celebrations on someone's birthday, wedding celebrations when someone gets married, or even celebrations when a special day or time of year happens. So regardless, when everyone will be celebrating the success or good fortune of the occasion or the person who is being celebrated. Celebrate, by the way, is the verb form of celebration.Our example sentence for celebration is, every December 31st, there are lively celebrations throughout Taipei for the coming of the new year.
So celebration 刚出现了好多次 ,Seb 提到了好多次,它是个名词,是庆祝的意思。那 动词呢是 celebrate、嗯、那每年呢庆祝的日期都不一样哦，因为啊庆祝的日期呢是取决于桐花在哪一个时间开最多来决定的、嗯、depend on something or somebody 是依赖某人或是取决于某事的意思、嗯、For example, whether or not we go to Peru with you depends on the cost.
Are we going?
嗯哼，要不要跟你去秘鲁玩取决于什么呢？花费的高低。 If it's too expensive, I'm not going with you.
Oh.
If it's cheap,I'll go with you.
Well, fingers crossed.
那还有呢，我们会听到人家说 it depends. 它的意思呢、mm. 就是看情况再说。So Seb, are you coming to my birthday party next week?
It depends.
Why not? Why it depends?
I might be
busy.
Why don't
you just say yes?
I might be washing my hair. I'm not sure.
Okay, 你可能要洗头发或是会忙碌。All right, so tell me later.
Okay, I'll tell you later.
那另外呢，我们在文章当中呢，还看到了 be at one's peak 的用法。Mm-hmm. 那它是达到巅峰时期、最辉煌的时期。那同时它也是我们的 pocket phrase go. So let's watch the video.
Pocket phrase go.
1980年代可说是我人生中最辉煌的时刻啊 ！I was at my peak。可惜呢，当下我承受了太多压力，开始酗酒、吸毒，后悔莫及哦。拍了唔通行，你可千万别学我强哥，真惊拍了哦。Peak 呢，就是在讲山峰哦，山上最高最高的那个点哦。所以呢，当我们说一个人 at one's peak， 就表示呢，那个是最巅峰、最辉煌的时期哦。我们呢，可以再看一个例子，像是呢，我的大前辈 Beatles， The Beatles were at their peak during the 1960s。1960年代呢是披头士的黄金时期，那时他们呢就好像站在高岗上，如此辉煌。At one's peak 就是这个意思喽。
Well, let's get back to the article. It says in 1994, the town of 土城 was the first place to organize the local Tun Blossom Festival.
Right, so that was in New Taipei, wasn't it? Or Taipei County, I guess it was then. Mm-hmm. But the event is now celebrated all over the country. The article goes on, at the national level, the Hakka Affairs Council, or the HAC, began promoting Hakka culture in 2001. Okay, so the council began promoting or trying to get people more interested in Hakka culture in 2001.
所以 the Hakka Affairs Council HAC 指的就是客家委员会、嗯、那他们在2001年的时候开始 promote 提倡客家文化、嗯、And the article tells us it introduced the first official Hakka Tun Blossom Festival、嗯、in 2002 as a one-day event in Miaoli. So first、嗯、in 土城 then in Miaoli.
Okay.So the first official one.、Mm-hmm. And in the article it says that representatives from the HAC said prayers in honor of nature. Okay, so some useful words there. We saw representative, which is a noun, and a representative is a person that stands or represents a much larger group of people. Representatives can be politicians, members of a club or association, or they can even be pop stars.Here, representatives of the HAC are people who came on behalf of the whole Hakka Affairs Council to represent them at the event. We can also talk about a delegate or a delegation, which is a type of, a delegate is a type of representative that is chosen to attend or go to a special event or somewhere far away. So I don't know if you remember the Rapa Nui article we looked at last month.
Mm. Yeah, and we've learned that word from the article, right?
Yes, we did. Okay, so our example sentence for representative is representatives of six different cultural organizations attended a special meeting with the mayor of Taipei this morning. Okay, it sounds very important.
Right.、Mm-hmm. Representatives from the HAC 代表就是客家委员会的代表们。那他们会干嘛呢？他们会说祈祷词。They did that in honor of nature.
Okay, so our next word here is honor, which is a noun, and we use it to talk about a quality that combines respect, and honesty. So think about a knight in shining armor or a samurai warrior. If you've ever watched any movies about these fighters, you'll know that they follow a code of honor, which are rules telling them that they must protect the weak and stay loyal to their master or the king. In honor of something is another one we could use. We could say in honor of something to respect it or give it praise. So in the article, it's almost like the Hakka representatives were saying thank you to nature for giving them the tongue trees. We can also say that it is a honor for someone to do something. This is a good phrase, and we say it, we use it whenever we are feeling very grateful, thankful, or flattered to do something. Lastly, we can use honor as a verb, and here we use it with promise or contract. So we honor a promise, or we honor a contract, or we could even honor an agreement. That means that we promise that we are going to continue to act in a way that we have said we will in the past. So if I promise that I am going to be a good husband, and then I honor that promise, it means that I am always a good husband after I've made that promise. Okay, and now we have our example sentence for honor. It's an honor for our company to have Mr. Smith as a guest speaker today.
Honor 这个字呢，在文章啊，我们当名词用哦，是敬意跟荣誉的意思。In honor of somebody or something 代表就是向某人某物致意致敬、那客家委员会呢他们的代表们啊会说祈祷词以向大自然致敬 The article tells us they also made offerings to the earth and trees、那我们以前学过 offer 这个动词是提供那 offering 字尾加上 ing 这个名词啊就是贡品的意思所以他们还会供奉祭品给地球还有大树、What were the offerings they offered?
Well, let's see. The article says these included yams,、ginger, and tea, important crops in Hakka society.
Oh, so you have 番薯 you have 番薯 还有 ginger, 姜 还有茶 那这些都是客家社会里面重要的农作物 And the event was very successful, so...The next year, the event grew into a three-week festival in several counties across northern Taiwan.
It then goes on, as years passed, the festival got bigger and bigger and spread across Taiwan.
今天的英文练功房呢要带同学们来看到比较级加上 and 再加上比较级的句型那它呢是表示一种逐渐增加或是减少的情况表示呢越来越或是渐渐地如何如何那文章说啊随着一年一年的过去这个节庆越来越大遍及台湾那再给同学们一个例句哦 It's getting darker and darker Let's go home 天色现在是越来越暗了，那我们回家吧。那再来，我们要补充的是 the 加上比较级，加上一个主词动词之后，逗号再加 the 加上比较级，再加上主词动词。那这个句型呢，有越如何就会越如何的意思哦。For example, the more you study, the better you will do in school.越用功读书你在校的成绩就会越好或者是我们也可以说 The friendlier you are, the more people want to become your friends 你越友善就会有越多的人想要当你的朋友
Okay, so we're back to the article now and the next line is Some local festivals include events like traditional music performances and Hakka religious services Okay, so what is special about a Hakka religious service
I think maybe they pray, maybe they dance in their ceremony. I'm not sure either.
Okay. But I assume that performances are a big part
yes.
of it. Performance, by the way, is a noun. We saw it in this sentence under traditional music performances. We use this noun to talk about what happens when someone goes on stage and does something entertaining for a group of people. Performances can involve acting...dancing, singing, poetry reading, and lots more. For this reason, we actually call all of these different things the performing arts. We also could talk about a performer, which is someone who appears on stage and does a performance. You have to be confident in and believe in yourself if you want to perform in front of people. Perform is the verb form of performance, by the way. If you're not confident, you might get stage fright, which is when you get really nervous and freeze on the spot because you don't know what to do. Our example sentence for performance is, during the arts festival, the streets were filled with live performances.
Performance 这个名词呢是演奏或演出。那这边帮同学们整理一下哦，刚刚都有提到的 perform 动词、mm-hmm. 表演执行 performer 也就是在字尾加 er， 那就是名词表演者执行者。那如果呢你有恐惧的话，可能上台会有 stage fright， 就是所谓的上台表演恐惧症。那回到文章呢，我们刚刚说到传统音乐和客家的宗教仪式，它是被包含在庆典当中的。The article continues to tell us.The Hakka Affairs Council now works with local governments to produce booklets that promote local businesses during the festival. 那 booklet 它是一个小册子，上面可能会介绍一些客家文化。And what are the other things included in the booklets?
Well, we're about to find out. These booklets also list hiking trails as well as places to eat Hakka food and buy Hakka products.Hakka food is my favorite.
Really?
Yes. Yes, but once you've finished eating all of that delicious Hakka food, a good hike on a trail is a great way to get the food to go down. Okay, so this is a good word, trail, for anyone who likes walking. A trail is a small path that you walk along when you're in the park or countryside or anywhere else in nature.Trails often wind their way up mountains, through quiet woods, and alongside beautiful lakes. So we can imagine that the trails in the article probably take people through forests filled with beautiful trees. Normally, we can walk on trails, but there are also cycling trails that you can ride your bike on. If you like to run, then you can also go trail running, which is a run in the mountains. Our example sentence for trail is...This summer, I walked over 50 kilometers along a beautiful trail through Taiwan's central mountains.
Trail 这个名词呢是乡间小径或是乡间小路的意思。那文章提到的 a hiking trail 那就是登山步道。那我们还看到哦 ，A as well as B 代表是除了 A 之外还有 B 这项选项。那除了列出登山步道之外啊，小册子里面呢也会列出哪里可以吃到客家食物，还有哪里可以买到客家产品。People can get to know and experience more Hakka culture. The article then finishes by saying the Tom Blossom Festival has helped improve people's appreciation for Hakka culture.
Okay, so improve people's appreciation. This is a really nice noun to finish with here. Appreciation is when people understand and respect or admire something. We could also say that they appreciate it, which is the verb form of appreciation. We can also talk about people with an appreciation for fine art, music, good food, or wine. In all cases, they know a lot about these things and really enjoy or respect them. Our example for appreciation is, this TV show has helped improve children's appreciation for learning foreign languages.
Okay. And that's a nice TV show.
It is. Education.
Appreciation 这个名词呢是理解、体会或欣赏。那动词刚才表提到是 appreciate.
So what do you have a special appreciation for, Elsa?
Let me think about it. I think I've had a special appreciation of English culture. Since I started to work with you, Seb.
Well, you know, I'm a great ambassador for、
you、
the United Kingdom.
Are,
yes,
you are, definitely.
God save the Queen.
回到文章呢，桐花节则是帮助人们去体会、欣赏客家文化。What a nice festival! And thanks to our article, more people will know about it.
Yes, and more people will get to appreciate Hakka culture. Right, that is all we have time for today and talking about tongue blossoms. So let's go to our For You chat.
For You Chat.
So, our question for today is, what other important festivals are there in your culture, and how do you celebrate them?
Wow, there are so many important festivals during a year in Taiwan. I believe you guys have a lot of celebrations too, right?
We do.
And I think the one that's coming is Dragon Boat Festival.
Ooh.
端午节 Did you know what will we do on the festival?
I know that you eat 粽子,
yes.
Yes.
What else?
And there's a boat, right? There's a, uh-huh, you do some kind
of... Because it's called dragon boat.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. But you race boats, right?
Yeah, yes, dragon we race boats. Mm-hmm. We race dragon boats.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll have exciting dragon boats races. We'll eat 粽子 and we'll put a special kind of plant on our doors. It's called 艾草. I guess they can drive away evil spirits.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very important plant, yeah, then. In the UK, we have a little bit of a strange one. It's called Guy Fawkes Night, or
what
Bonfire Night, and we celebrate it in November.
November?
On the 5th of November. Mm-hmm. Basically, 400 years ago, somebody from Spain, a man from Spain... Mm-hmm. He wasn't from Spain. a man from the UK who he got money from Spain to try and blow up the UK's Houses of Parliament and kill the king.
Oh.
But the night before he was going to kill the king, they caught him hiding underneath the Houses of Parliament, right underneath where the king would sit.
Yeah.
And so we celebrate this by building a huge fire and having a party around it. And the weirdest thing is we make a fake man out of pillows and sheets to look like this guy, Guy Fawkes, which is why we call it Guy Fawkes Night, and we burn him on the fire.
Wow.
Which is kind of a bit
like a
dramatic.
Hunk.
Kind of like a witch hunt. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's...
that's interesting.
Yeah. So that is Guy Fawkes Night. Right, it is time for you guys to talk about different interesting holidays, perhaps in Taiwan, perhaps in different countries.
Right.
But from us, it is time to say goodbye now. So from English for You, I'm Seb.
I'm Elsie. Bye.
Bye.
Celebrating the Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival. To celebrate Tongue Blossom season, Hakka communities across Taiwan hold different events. The date of the celebration changes every year, depending on when the tongue flowers are at their peak. In 1994, the town of Tucheng was the first place to organize a local Tongue Blossom Festival. At the national level, the Hakka Affairs Council, HAC, began promoting Hakka culture in 2001. It introduced the first official Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival in 2002 as a one-day event in Miaoli. Representatives from the HAC said prayers in honor of nature. They also made offerings to the earth and trees. These included yams, ginger, and tea. Important crops in Hakka society. The next year, the event grew into a three-week festival in several counties across northern Taiwan. As years passed, the festival got bigger and bigger and spread across Taiwan. Some local festivals include events like traditional music performances and Hakka religious services. The Hakka Affairs Council now works with local governments to produce booklets that promote local businesses during the festival. These booklets also list hiking trails, as well as places to eat Hakka food and buy Hakka products. The Tongue Blossom Festival has helped improve people's appreciation for Hakka culture.
Vocabulary Review. Celebration. We had a big celebration when my grandmother turned 90 years old. Representative. Each district has one representative that will vote at the meeting. Honor. Receiving a medal for his brave army service was a huge honor for the soldier. Performance. Victoria enjoyed the violin player's performance, but her brother found it boring. Trail. It took us 45 minutes to climb the trail up to the top of the mountain. Appreciation. Before I started working on this project, I had no appreciation of the difficulty that lay ahead of me.